let us depart into hour number two and find out. Well, you better buckle your seatbelts up, because this is Kelly Nelson, and she's loaded for bear, because we got a lot of things going on out here. Her latest article, The Homicidal Killing Fields of America's Medical System. There's a title you can take and bank with. It is absolutely true. Hospitals are death factories all too often. I'm to the point now where I'm hearing so many horrific stories about people who are ill, who are getting the wrong treatment, too much treatment, and they're dying. They're dying. It's the second leading cause of death in America. What is it? Iatrogenic death. That means in our interaction with the medical system. Doctors. Doctors are killing people. Hi, Kelly. Well, welcome back.
Well, hi, buddy. But I'll tell you why it's worse. It's gotten worse since 1900. I listed all of the things they've done in this latest article. But here's something that people never even think about. That tort reform allowed negligence in the hospitals to explode. Why? Because there were no longer these humongous lawsuits where megabucks were paid out and the doctors or the nurses or the hospital's insurance exploded in expenses. That doesn't happen anymore. I'll tell you what, if you have a car accident in Indiana, which I did, the top amount of money you can get for an injury is around $100,000. The top amount of money you can get for death, $300,000. Now, across the country, this has happened state by state by state. Right. Tort reform was supposed to fix the mess of hot coffee from McDonald's spilling in a lap and McDonald's getting sued for millions. Uh-huh. Okay? That's what it didn't fix. What it fixed was we can no longer sue the medical industry for screwing us over and killing us.
Right. Yeah.
And now we're in a situation where, let me tell you, I have massive list of people that email me every day, and there are tons of them that say we're not going to the doctor anymore. We're afraid to go to the doctor. And I could tell them stories about where I have been, and I have made it a position to ask my doctors two things. Nearly all of the physicians today work for groups, right? They're always in a group, they're run by an organization who takes their orders from who? AMA, CDC, NIH. Yep. Unelected councils. That's Soviet for you. I'm not going to even say Soviet anymore. That's communism for you, because they're unelected, okay?
I agree.
But they take their orders from them. And if you go in and you ask the physician that you're seeing in this group, I have two questions for you before I really want to become your patient. Number one, if you were in a private practice, would you demand that we all wear masks and all of your people in the office wear a mask? I actually asked this to a physician recently. He said, no. I said, okay, if you were in a private practice, second question, would you demand that all your patients have the COVID vaccines and the booster? He said, absolutely not. That's a personal choice and a personal medical choice. I said, fine, let's go. But I've had other ones say, you should take the vaccine, even though I've had COVID and I have natural immunity. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Peter McCullough told me that I should go back and report this doctor and write this up, because that particular physician, he did not abide by the Nuremberg codes. So this is what people, they really need to watch this. It's totally out of hand. And you know what? I included in this article, as I did in an article previous to this one, a paper that you had on your website that you had even forgotten about that was from a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually Dr. Day who did this huge lecture. And Dr. Day...
Dr. Lorraine Day, you're talking about.
No, this was Richard Day.
Richard Day. Yeah. Okay, got it.
In 1969, he gave this lecture, and he was professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. Okay, guess what else he was? He had previously served as medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Well, anyway, he had all of these physicians listening, and he gave over 50 topics, but there were 8 topics on the medical system. And I'm just going to list them because this feeds right into everything that's going on today. Euthanasia and the demise pill, limiting access to affordable medical care, planning the control over medicine. Haven't we seen all of this so far? Elimination of private doctors. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's in a group. Private doctors hardly exist anymore. New difficult to diagnose and untreatable diseases. Suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control. And tax-funded abortion as population control. So this is what this man told in 1969. And the other 50 topics are discussed by what this one doctor remembered in this lecture and actually recorded and then was transcribed, and the transcription is on your website. It's fabulous.
I remember
everybody
that story. That's a very, very interesting story and a piece of history that otherwise would have been lost except for his notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and there it was in 1969. He was basically saying, it's here, it's done, we've finished.
Send me back, Kelly, send me back the story and the URL. Yeah, and I'll repost it. Because, I'll put it under your name if you want, so it'll be under your name on the
homepage. In this recent article, I linked to it.
It's a
chilling lecture about the New World System. That's what he called it, the New World System.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in this. You can link right to it because it's. I got it off of your website. I was searching the web, and there it was. And I went, "Oh my goodness, there's Jeff's website."
You know, there must be 750,000 stories that I've posted.
You forget about them because it's been so long.
I couldn't remember 1/10 of them. But when they come back to me, I do remember them. But I couldn't draw them out of the mists of my memory, but when I see them, I remember them. And that was a very interesting story. Fascinating story.
It was, and I read all of it, and I was just absolutely horrified. But you know, this didn't start in 1969. I mean, in this article, I actually went through the history. And in 1906, the American Medical Association was actually inspecting medical schools and classifying them as to whether they were, I don't remember what I said, whether they were good, medium, or unacceptable or whatever, but it had to be based on a conformity to the AMA's beliefs and teachings, that American Medical Association. And then, guess who got involved in 1910? It was the Carnegie Foundation. Oh, you know what they are. They're basically progressive, and I think they're demonic. They're really quite evil. And they were supported by the AMA.
Kelly, don't lose your thought. Doesn't that go hand in hand with almost any organization or individual who wields an extraordinary amount of influence and control and power over others? They tend to almost always be demonic. I've found that to be the case. They're just evil.
True.
Power
That's
corrupts
true.
Absolutely.
Well,
and I think a lot of them are corrupted going in. So
I do
it makes
too.
It worse.
A lot of them are controlled opposition, and you know what Lenin said about that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, here we have this situation in 1910 where they wanted to make sure that there were uniform standards for all of these medical schools, for all of the industry. It was one size fits all. Now, I just talked to a gal in California whose husband's been a doctor, Harvard doctor, right? And yeah. he was just telling his wife, nobody thinks outside the box anymore. You go to a physician, he said, this is what his wife was telling me, he said, every single body is different. Every person, their makeup, their physical makeup is different. It may be a little teeny bit or it may be a lot. But they are making you fit every situation in only box A or B. And if it doesn't fit there, they will jam you in one of them. And they'll either end up killing you or making you sicker, but they're not going to fix you.
Oh, they give. You're right.
What's going on today?
They give almost everybody, I don't care if they're A or B, the same medical prescription protocols. It's just
that's it.
That's what they start with, and many times it ends with it. So you are right. That guy's honest.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, he took all three jabs before he knew what was going on.
What?
Yep.
Oh. Well, honest, it doesn't
necessarily equate with... A lot of these guys didn't pay attention. You know, they just didn't. They didn't pay attention.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Well...
I have had four physicians now. All four of them are retiring. I have two left. One will be gone the end of April, and one will be gone the end of June. And all of them are 62, and they're all leaving.
Jeez, they're kids.
Yeah,
that's awfully young. Taking all that knowledge with them? Wow.
Yes, and these guys are guys I chose because they were great, great bedside. Well, one of them that's leaving, I'll get to see him a little bit longer, but whenever I go in to see him, we sit and talk in there, and you know how they've got 7 minutes to see you, and then they got to get out. He always takes longer, and... I have to bring him all my recent articles every time I see him. And he takes them home and reads them. That's a good doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you another little story because this is personal stuff that's happened to me. And then we'll get into this whole Ukrainian thing and how this is kind of blocking out what's happened with the medical system, because the medical system is going down the toilet. And if you need anything done now, you better go find a good physician and have it done, because before long, they're going to say, well, you're too old for that. You just need to take pills and get along with your problems. No more knee replacements, hip replacements, no more surgeries for this, that, and the other. You're just too old. We can't afford it. That's coming. Believe me,
wow.
That's coming.
Yeah.
So I'm telling anybody, you need anything done, get it done now, before that good doctor retires, because they're leaving. But I was in one the other day, and I have no choice. This is the last guy left, all right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a group, too, but I didn't want the young ones. But this was an older one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of the door in the room that I was in, they had a list of flashing things. Make sure you take the COVID vaccine. It's safe. It's been tested. This is what was flashing. It does not change your DNA. You need to stay healthy.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
You know, this is like what I told you about when we went in that bank. And the bank had all these signs all over it that said, no sunglasses, no helmets, no hats could be worn in the bank. But you could wear a mask. So if I go in and rob them with a mask on, I'm okay. But if I wear a hat and sunglasses, I can't go in there. How stupid is that?
It's stupid everywhere you look. Everywhere
I know.
You look.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Here's something else. All right. Now, I and a couple others, one in particular, have been noticing that there are far fewer cars, usually on the roads, than there were in the past. There has been a definite diminution in the amount of vehicular traffic on, I don't care if it's a town, a city, there are fewer cars. And I talked to somebody who went through L.A. the other day. He said he went all the way through L.A., which is like an hour and a half, and he couldn't believe it. He did it 40 minutes shorter than it usually takes him. So there are fewer people driving now. So what are the reasons? They're either sick, they're afraid, they can't afford it, or are a lot of them now dead?
Yeah,
or dying.
I said, yeah. We haven't noticed that here, but of course, I don't know what your gasoline is out there. It's $3.99 for regular gasoline.
You're pretty lucky. It was up to $8.50 in L.A. I'm not in L.A., but it's
it'll go up as high as they want it to,
Kelly. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, diesel is $5, and we have two diesels and one gasoline, so it's ugly. Of course, the diesels get 50 miles per gallon, whereas the gasoline gets 25, you know. So it's about even. But I think you're right. I think that's about it. However, we have not noticed any diminution in traffic here. The traffic here is, and I'll tell you what, we are seeing New York, Minnesota, California, Texas.
Plates.
It doesn't matter. We are seeing everybody flooding into this state. It's incredible.
Tennessee.
Yep, Tennessee. And even with this, the high costs that have gone up, the inflation, but not just inflation, the cost of housing because of the products. They can't get the products to build the house. It takes you 3 months to get a garage door, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's where the cost has gone. And even with that, you can buy still a beautiful home here for, I mean, really a gorgeous home for $500,000, okay? You can really find a nice home. We bought this home 35 years ago, and I would hate to think what it goes for today. It's probably 10 times what we paid for it.
Well, good for you. Good.
Yeah,
that's
but,
interesting.
You know,
Tennessee destination.
You can't afford to sell it and move because
you're going to move.
You're going to pay
and
more.
You're going to go downhill. Your standard of living will diminish, of course. No, you're lucky. You're in paradise for you. This is good.
Yeah, it's a good state. I have talked to other people who have moved to Oregon and they love the state, but they hate the politics. Yeah. The politics in Oregon is just rotten.
Well, not in the southern part. It's the state government. It's full of Bolshevik communists, fascists, and lunatics. But they're up 4.5 hours away from me. Hopefully, we'll have a county sheriff here that's got some backbone, and maybe the local county supervisors can do something about it if we get to the point where we are really in trouble. So far, it's tolerable. No problems. Not really. But I would not want to live up in Portland or Salem.
And of course not. That's just a nightmare, isn't it?
No, it's a gorgeous state. It's also on the maps, and it's been picked out to be the safest place in America in case of a nuclear war.
Really?
Yes. I've got the maps. I'll see if I can dig it up. Safest place in America. There are no nuclear power plants. There are no military targets. We're upwind from everything. We're 100 miles. I'm 100 miles or so from the ocean. So if there's a tsunami, it's going to have to fight through 3,000 to 6,000 foot mountains all the way to get to me. This is it. And it's on.
How many bioweapon labs do you have there?
Zero.
None. Are you sure?
Well, not unless it's hidden behind a gas station somewhere. No, it's not. We have no big universities down here. Nothing like that. No.
Yeah, because the Chinese are in every one of ours, you know, that are in this country.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, they're in it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this whole thing with COVID, it has gone dark, hasn't it?
Because that was the whole intent, of course.
Yeah.
One of the bonuses of let's go to war and force Putin into the corner and make him nuke us if he has to, is one of the things was to get COVID out of the headlines. People are dying right now. They're dying all over the place. They're dying slowly. They're dying quickly. They have AIDS, and they're going to die.
Yeah, they're calling it VAIDS, vaccine.
Well, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. Well, what's AIDS stand for again? Autoimmune.
Acquired immune deficiency
acquired
syndrome.
Acquired immune deficiency. Okay, so we've got vaccine acquired immune deficiency. That's what it is. And that is spreading quickly.
Of course.
And
they're going to try to blame it on HIV, though. There's a move. There's already a move to blame it on HIV. They don't want to blame it on the vaccine because that'll open up all sorts of liability issues. So they're going to blame it on. They're going to recycle HIV. Watch. They will. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with the brilliant Kelly Nelson, whose works appear on our site and newswithviews.com. Okay, here we are. Talking with Kelly Nelson. Kelly, in your life, did you ever honestly think that we would see our country be so ravaged, and you know this is all by plan, in such a short period of time, 2 years we have been all but destroyed. Can you believe it? I mean, yes, we do believe it. That's a rhetorical statement, but it's astonishing.
Well,
and it's going to get worse. Oh, it's going to get so much worse. And when he promises food famine is coming, take it seriously. Put food away.
Seriously. Well, my husband and I have said to each other time and time again, we never expected to see this in our lifetime. We knew it was coming. But, you know, Larry would tell me about his father, who was involved in a lot of government things way back.
Uh-huh.
You know, Vietnam, World War II, et cetera, and companies he worked for. And he would tell Larry where not to go. But back then, there were people that had studied it so long that they didn't want any more of it, and they would actually cross the street to stay away from Larry's dad because Larry's dad knew so much about it. So that was way back when. I mean, I was raised by a mother who knew all this stuff, and she's been gone for 26 years. So, yeah, it's been around. I didn't think I'd ever see it this bad in my lifetime. But you know what? People tell me, I had one guy tell me, well, fascism is just the result of communism. And I said, well, I don't believe that. I think they're two different things, and yet they're melded together. And they are now everywhere. And it's peculiar when you know this kind of stuff, how the weariness actually overtakes you when the world goes this bad. I have to step away from this because if I don't, I just...
Understood. I thoroughly understand.
It's so disgusting. And, you know, I want to kind of jump into what's going on with Ukraine and Putin and everything else.
Go ahead.
But if you watch that Laura Logan interview, did you happen to see that? That was
I have a very high opinion of her.
I do too. She's brilliant. She's really quite brilliant. But there is another website that puts all of this website actually transcribes these interviews and really puts up some great stuff. And that's Peggy Tierney's website. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
Real News Network.
Uh-huh.
It's superb.
Uh-huh.
There's tons of stuff on it. But Lara Logan actually said that the Ukrainian Nazi group Azov Battalion, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that properly, but it's funded by the United States and NATO. Well, what's NATO? NATO is the UN, basically.
That's right. That's right. Well, and we run all of it, basically. The Azov Battalion, and they are communist, fascist killers. Oh, you name it. I don't care what label you want to use. They're bad
news. And they've been leaving a trail of death and destruction in eastern Ukraine for years.
Yes, ma'am.
And Lara,
ever since we overthrew the government there, which we did.
Lara says this is why Crimea wanted to belong to Russia. Okay?
Absolutely.
And Ukraine used to be a headquarters for the SS. People forget this. They don't read history anymore. I mean, you can find pictures of them online holding up the NATO flag and the swastika, for God's sake.
Well, those World War II battles at Kharkov and around Odessa were enormous battles. Nobody even knows about them.
No,
World
they
don't. War II anymore. They don't know.
Talked about, I haven't seen this one, but I know it's on Tierney's website. There's they have an emblem, these people, that contains the black sun of the occult, which was also a Nazi SS emblem. Of course, the Nazis, they had all kinds. Do you know that there's a building in Germany that is 16 acres worth of World War II German Nazi documents that have never been fully gone through? Did you know that?
I believe it. No, I believe it, though.
Yeah. I was planning on going there in April of 2020 with a friend. We were going to Germany. You had to tell them what you wanted to study. They would pull it out for you, okay? And along came COVID, and that killed that. But I want to tell some people about what's really going on with Putin. Now, look, everybody knows that communists hate God, right?
Yep.
I mean, I mean, you can just go back to Pastor Wormbrandt spends 13 or 14 years in Romania being beaten to death because he was a Christian. Okay? And he testified in front of our Senate. He could never wear shoes again. They hated him because they wanted him to denounce Christ. All right. That's just a little point. Here's the real thing in this. Putin has opened up the churches. And he's telling everybody they need God. Communists don't do that.
No.
Now, are there still some KGB people in there? Yes, there are. However, Solzhenitsyn, before he died, and he died in 2008, he spoke at length with Putin. And he sat down with Putin and he didn't mince words. He told him what needed to be changed in Russia. He told him how to do it. And he told him that if he didn't do it, the country would eventually be lost. So Putin actually took it to heart, at least some of it. I don't know if it's easy for him to do things or not. I don't know that government. I know it's pretty damn hard for us to get anything done here with these wackos running everything. But what he did do, he took a major street in Moscow. This is after Solzhenitsyn died. And he took the name off of the street, which was a high-ranking communist. Okay?
Yeah.
He took the name off the street, and whose name did he put on it? Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Right there in Moscow. And this was one of Moscow's great communist streets. I can't pronounce it, and I won't even try. But it was renamed Alexander Solzhenitsyn Street, an honor bestowed by a personal decree from President Putin. How do you like that? Now, here's something else that nobody knows and nobody ever talks about. And this came from that discussion between Solzhenitsyn and Putin. In October of 2010, it was announced that the Gulag Archipelago would become required reading for all Russian high school students. And in a meeting with Solzhenitsyn's widow, Putin actually described the Gulag Archipelago as essential reading. And he quoted, he said, "Without the knowledge of that book, we would lack a full understanding of our country, and it would be difficult for us to think about the future," unquote.
He's an extraordinary man by many measurements. And I have never really had a big problem with Putin. You look at Biden. Look at that bozo in London, Boris Johnson. Look at these jerks.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Look at Trudeau.
Kamala Harris. Trudeau, yes. Come on.
Yeah, we call him Trudeau.
That's right.
Yeah, well, so, but why don't...
I don't have a problem with him. We went in there... We went in there and overthrew the legitimate government of Ukraine 8 years ago. Ever since then, the oligarchs, the fat pig oligarchs who are mega billionaires, and the Pentagram have been putting money in there, building bioweapons research and development labs. We know all this. It's one of the most ruined countries on the planet. It really is. It has been raped by these pigs. And I'm so glad that I hope it works out for the Ukrainian people, that they get their freedom back, that they can remember what it's like to have an honest government.
Well, you know, most of these pictures that they're showing us, all of them are frauds.
They were pictures
from other countries.
It's all CIA.
And people don't know that. Do you know, I talked to some really smart people that really keep up on things. Oh, and they would say to me, "Oh, what's happening in Ukraine is just so terrible." And I about lose it. I'm thinking, you know what? You really don't understand what's going on. And then I have to print stuff out and send it to them, because a lot of these older people don't have computers and they don't use them. And they listen to OAN and Newsmax and all of that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get the truth even from them. It's rare that you can get the truth today. Everything is a lie. And whatever the mainstream media and our government is telling us, you got to look at exactly the opposite.
It's true.
That's where the truth is. See?
Yes, ma'am.
It's very difficult to come to an understanding of what is going on. And there's a lot of people that they don't read history.
Pretty soon there won't be any real history to be read anyhow, because it's being destroyed and completely reformatted. It's lies. It's not history.
Well, I'll tell you, as far as the medical industry goes, the book by Robert Kennedy Jr. on Fauci.
Yeah.
It is probably the most referenced book I've ever read. It's excellent. And it when you read this, it really does shock you. It even shocks me, who's known this since I was 16 years old. My mother fed me this stuff constantly. And I just finished another book, The Memo by Rich Higgins. You remember who Rich Higgins was? He worked for the National Security Council, and he was to be hired for
back.
A big...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was to be hired for a big spot by Flynn, but then, of course, Priebus and Pence got together and helped get rid of Flynn for the FBI, because they knew if Flynn was in there, they couldn't get away with all their shenanigans. But Rich Higgins just died. He was 46 years old.
That's all?
Yep, 46 years old.
And did they take him out?
You know, I never discount that. I don't care if he was in the hospital and had surgery and he came out of the surgery just fine and was doing well, and then all of a sudden he's dead. It reminds me of Seth Rich, who survived. The doctor said he was doing well, and then these three guys come in and pretty soon he's dead. I mean, they kill people. Folks think, not in America?
I wish I had a dollar for every time I've said that. They sure do. Yeah.
Yeah. So Seth wrote this book, The Memo, which is a story of what he did to tell Trump what was going on behind the scenes. And he thinks it may... may have gotten to Trump, but he's not really positively sure. And because he wrote this memo and he admitted it, McMaster fired him. Remember McMaster, who was named to take over?
Yep.
So that's another one. Then here's another one. These people should read these books because this is so important about what's going on. United States of Fear. How America fell victim to a mass delusional psychosis. And you know what? This book explains everything in 100 pages. That's it. 100 pages.
Wow.
And it's stocked full. And why? Because he goes through everything that has happened in this country that has made men weak, men without chests, and women these overbearing feminists. Rush used to call them feminazis. God, that's what they are. Five times I had people tell me, why aren't you wearing your mask? They would just go, four of them were women. One was a man. So the women were the ones more afraid. Mm-hmm. And why are they afraid? They're afraid because they don't have a man that's leading. They don't have a man that's saying there's no reason to be fearful.
Feminists have done more damage to this culture than maybe any other single group. They're right
there. They really have. Yeah. This is one of the dissident doctors that wrote this. This is Mark McDonald. He's a Los Angeles psychiatrist who treats mostly children. And he actually wrote a letter to all of his clients, to the parents, and said, there are no masks allowed in my office on children or adults. And he said some of his patients left because the mothers are just so fearful. And he's actually had a mother and father in there where the father has apologized to the wife for not properly leading the family and for putting masks on the children and allowing them to be on the children because it damaged them.
Sure.
So see, you read this kind of stuff, and I read voraciously. I've got books all over this place. But these kind of books will really tell you what's going on. Not the media. You know, not all this hogwash you see on TV. I'm reading another one now, Operation Gladio. I'm sure you've read that, haven't you?
Yep, years ago.
Yep, that's a good one.
Well, you can read, there are many papers written about it that will synopsize it for you. But Operation Gladio is very important for it. It's spelled just like it sounds, G-L-A-D-I-O. You all should read it, and it doesn't take long, just to understand better about the corruption here. Look,
Corruption goes into all the churches, because people say to me, can you find a church? No, you can't find one, because every pulpit's been infiltrated with demons.
Right.
They're all in this social woke crap. How many times you drive through town and you see Black Lives Matter and the homosexual flag flying on the churches?
Yeah, I know. Look, these poor, duped, and deceived Americans who don't understand that it was the United States of America that 8 years ago spent $5 billion and overthrew, in a coup d'etat, the original and elected government of Ukraine. And this is an international crime of the first magnitude. We are guilty of war crimes, crimes against humanity. And people say, well, why, how can you support Putin? Because Putin didn't go in there and overthrow the government. We did. Putin didn't build 30 bioweapons laboratories all around the country. We did. Putin didn't lie and order NATO troops to move right up against the Russian border, which they swore and signed in a treaty they would never do. NATO did. Who runs NATO? We do. We are the international war crime issue here. We are the crimes against humanity issue here. It's not Vladimir Putin. No, he's not perfect. Yes, he's done things I don't approve of. But what's going on in Ukraine now is 100% the fault of these formerly United States of America. And I wish nothing but the best for the Ukrainian people. I hope they really stand up and can walk out of this with their heads held high and walk into the daylight of freedom and honesty and integrity once again like they used to have. But they don't have it now. And it's because of that little worm, that little nose-packing creep Zelensky, and the oligarchs that run Ukraine, and the Bidens that have so much invested in that country. Look, this country has been raped, ravaged, and pillaged over the last 8 years like no other country that I know of on the face of the earth. So don't tell me, oh, you're pro-Putin and you're a bad guy. No,
yeah,
I'm a good
right.
guy, and I want those people, the crooks and criminals, out of Ukraine. I don't want them in there anymore. So I'll support anybody that has the guts to go in there and try and evict them, which is exactly what's going on now. We're sending in weapons to kill humanity. We have no business being in Ukraine. We have no business sending in 17,000 anti-tank rockets, 15,000 Stinger airmen. We have no business being in there. That makes us a direct, de facto participant in the war in that country against the people who are trying to liberate it right now, and I'm talking about the Russian people. So to hell with all of you who don't agree. Go somewhere else. I couldn't care less.
That's really very true. And you know, he's already instituted the World Economic Forum Great Reset in that country.
And that means social credit scoring. That means digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
That's utter, total hegemonized. You are screwed if you think Ukraine is free. You're done.
Yeah.
You're toast.
Ukraine is toast under this guy. This guy is no damn good.
He's really filthy. Well,
of
I got video of him
put in there.
Packing his
you
nose
me
with
one
coke.
Leader of one country that wasn't put in there.
Oh, and if somebody wants to be anti-Russian, I guess that means they're pro-Biden and pro-Harris. Good
See,
luck.
That's what I've said.
Have a good time.
That's what I've said. If you're
and
all
Obama,
behind,
have a good time.
Yeah. If you're all behind Ukraine, then you have joined up with the enemies of freedom in America.
There you go.
That's exactly
well
who you've joined. And all, there's four of them whose sons have made a lot of money there. And you know who they are, Biden, Pelosi, Kerry, and Willard Romney.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All
so look, seriously, if you who are listening out there, this is distasteful to you, go away. Please, just go.
Well, and you know what? Putin does not belong to the World Economic Forum.
He knows, certainly knows Schwab. He knows all the international elite. He has stopped many wars during the last 15, 20 years. When Medvedev was in there as president for 4 years, more wars were stopped. This guy's an amazing man. He's not the greatest man on the planet, but he's accomplished things. He's accomplished things that few others have.
But let me tell you something before we run out of town. General Flynn said before Trump was even elected that he and Putin, Trump and Putin, would be good friends because both of them are nationalists. They love their countries and they care about their people.
Well,
that's what he said. Had he stayed in there, a lot of that crap wouldn't have happened, and that's why they had to get rid of him.
Well, they sure did. But shame on the American people for allowing Biden to remain in office, to accept that.
Oh, isn't this just outrageous? Oh, God.
Unelected, totally illegal, and the people have accepted it. So shame on the American
he's
people.
He's illegitimate.
Utterly.
And he's brain
utterly.
Dead. He's,
utterly.
It's like a broccoli is talking to you, for God's sake.
I know. I don't know what they're doing to get him to stand up and read like
that. And Pelosi's just as bad. Is she drunk or is she senile?
She's
too?
A brain-addled drunk, probably senile as well.
And that cackle witch, she's crazier than a bedbug.
Yes, she is. Well, she's been in more laps than a napkin. Just remember that one.
yeah, I won't even say what too many people are calling her. I've told
she's
you what
a
they
whore.
Used to call
I'll
Hillary.
Say it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, she is. She is.
She slept her way
she
to wherever
pads,
she is.
Honey.
There you go, Kelly. You got it right. You got it right.
All right. You have a good evening, babe.
Thanks.
To you later.
Thanks very much
Bye.
For being here. Okay. All right. Kelly Nelson, and do read her materials. We've got them, a few of them at Rents, and the rest of them are at newswithviews.com. In fact, they're all there. She's a great, great American lady, great writer. Okay, we will be back with Father Paul Kramer. I'm going to rerun his first visit, which is very illuminating and enlightening, and so enjoy that coming up next. He was caught up doing a television program in Europe right now, so he couldn't be here live. But he's coming up next. He was first on at the end of January, so don't miss it. Be right back.